Ali Silva here. This episode is brought to you by Audible. I'm thrilled to say that for you darling listeners of Fireside Mystery Theater, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside and browse the over 180,000 titles they have to choose from. And you can listen anytime, anywhere on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Audible really has so many fantastic titles to choose from, so here's a suggestion to help kindle your mood for our Love After Death episodes. Classic love poems performed by Richard Armitage. He has a marvelously rich voice, and his readings of poems by Shakespeare, Keats, and more are a truly wonderful listen. In particular, I found his reading of Annabel Lee by Edgar Allan Poe to be terrifically haunting and beautiful. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside and download your free audiobook today. I am besotted that you decided to take a listen to the first of 4 episodes from our most recent live show, Love After Death. Do enjoy this little confection we call The Roses of Popayan. It was taped live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, February 26th, 2017.
It lasted just under 30 seconds, but in that very brief moment, it had more than taken its toll. In the early morning of March 31st, 1983, an earthquake claimed the lives of 267 people. Over 14,000 buildings, most of them from the historic district of the old city of Popayan, Colombia, were either seriously damaged or completely razed in the disaster. Founded by the Spanish colonists in 1537, Popayan is known to be not just one of the oldest cities in Colombia, but also one of the most picturesque and beautiful. Many years have passed since, but to this day, vacant lots lie dejectedly where majestic and irreplaceable structures once proudly stood. Alejandro Nassar, a son of Lebanese immigrants born in Popayan, has just purchased a particular little lot on a particular little street.
Señor Nassar, we wish you wouldn't build your store here on this lot.
I don't see why I shouldn't, Doña Gloria. The neighborhood is in need of a good shoe store.
Then build it on that lot over there. Or that lot over there. Leave this one as it is.
But I got the best price for this lot. There's really nothing more to discuss, my friends.
But we are afraid that once you build on it, it would be gone.
The lovely scent.
You can only smell it here, you know.
Yes, it is a curious thing, I'll admit it. The scent of attar, the smell of roses, is very strong in this specific spot and nowhere else in the neighborhood. Yet there are no rose bushes to be found anywhere near this place.
Every day, any time, the lovely fragrance of roses. I do love to come and sit here each day.
But look around you. All you see is rubble and debris and decay. At least my store will be... You know what? Wait a minute. I just got an idea. I will call my shoe store Rosa. Rosa's shoe store.
Shoes don't smell like roses, senor.
We'll lose the scent forever if you build, Senor Nassar. I just know it. Que lastima.
Que lastima.
Did you know that Colombia is the world's second largest grower of flowers, with roses being their primary export flower? However, funny enough, Popayan is not one of the flower-producing towns in Colombia. As construction of Rosa's shoe store gets underway, not even the pungent odor of gasoline fumes generated by the construction vehicles can mask the overpowering fragrance of roses that hangs over the lot. But then...
Señor Nassar!
Oh no, how can this be?
A great hole has opened up in the center of the lot! Señor Nassar, no! Don't! You mustn't go near it! Señor! The ground is not stable!
But Señor Alejandro Nassar does not listen. Without knowing why, he slowly makes his approach to the crater-like opening. Perhaps it is the beguiling aroma of the roses, now more powerful than ever. As he nears, Señor Nassar notices the afternoon sky has turned a sharp reddish pink. He crouches down and feels his large belly turn almost inward as the strange image slowly comes into focus amid the billows of fine granular dust.
Tranquilado, tranquilado, señor. It's not...
Then you see it too. You see what I see.
It cannot be.
They must have perished during the earthquake.
Yes, but that was over 30 years ago. They look...
almost perfectly preserved.
I cannot believe my eyes.
Look how she still clings to him, and he to her.
And the roses. The roses around them. Everywhere.
As the poet Pablo Neruda once reflected, when is the appointment of the rose decreed under the earth? I suppose that's just another one of those ultimately unanswerable questions pitched to the mysterious rhythm of the human heart. Do you love? Can you love? Have you ever loved and lost? And will you ever love again? And where does that love go once a final shadow has been cast upon it? Could it be that there is love after death? We just might know a little something about the subject firsthand, if you're willing to listen and to follow your heart. This is Fireside Mystery Theater.
And that concludes this week's episode. Alejandro Nassar was played by Bill Heidrich. Gloria was played by Casey LaForest. Carlos was played by Michael Pate. And Eric Davy Gislason played the construction worker. This episode was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. If you enjoy what we do, show us some love by giving us a rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us out in so many ways. Let us know what episodes or characters are your favorites, or anything you'd like to hear more of in the future. We are always truly grateful for your feedback. And now, calling all fans, thrill seekers, radio theater, and audio drama lovers in the New York City area, mark your calendars for our next live show at the Slipper Room on Sunday, March 26th. Come help us locate some missing persons. Don't be the one person missing from our audience. Tickets are available now at slipperroom.com. Remember, you can download your free audiobook today. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside. Again, that's audibletrial.com/fireside for your free audiobook and free 30-day trial. And did you know you could get all sorts of cool stuff emblazoned with our dazzling logo? You can! Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and check it out. Next week, look out for a classic whodunit with just a dash of the otherworldly. It's a pernicious little play we call The Mizpah. This is Ali Silva telling you straight from the heart, do mind the shadows.